She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I have to, remember now, to 2022. It's that awkward in-between phase when you're, writing the wrong date on stuff. I don't know if anybody else does that, but I am so guilty of doing that. But nevertheless, we're in a brand new year, and I am so excited. One more time, super fucking excited that 2021 is over. Now, don't get me wrong. I had a pretty fucking amazing year. A lot of big things happened, a lot of milestones, personal milestones for myself, things that I accomplished. And honestly, I was thinking about it after my horrendous evening of returning home was the place that I was last year versus this year is so vast. It's so different. It's so amazing that I've come that far. So I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm happy to have you guys here for another year. It's going to be so much fun. I have so many new ideas and series ideas that I'm planning on doing that I don't know. I'm so pumped to see all of the fun stuff that I can do this year and do better. So it's always about, striving to be better than you were before, or at least it is for me. I always think that I do a good job because I give everything that I have 110%, but I always want to be better. I think that's just, a personality trait of mine. I'm competitive, so I want to be doing the best that I can personally do. And I'm competitive with myself. you did this much last month. You could do two more things. You know what I mean? That's just me. That's how I am. That's how my brain works with myself. So let's just jump right into everything. Firstly, as usual, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sticking around in the new year. I appreciate your support more than you know. The more I grow my Patreon and do bigger things and better things and more content or getting on schedules. And, that is just, it's amazing for me to watch. And I'm really happy that you guys give me a way that I have made this my full-time job. I was thinking about this the other day when I was traveling home and I had such a nightmare time. Was 4 years ago, I loved my job that I did before because I did makeup, but I didn't work for myself. And I was just thinking about if this was 4 years ago, I would have been stressing so hard about how much sleep am I going to get? Am I going to get back in time to get this done and this done to go back to work? And I don't have to worry about that anymore. I know that I have things that I need to get done, but I'm my own boss and I don't have to I make my own schedule. I do a really good job at keeping myself on my schedule for the most part. So that's just a really nice thing to know that if I need to take 2 extra hours to sleep in, I can, and it's not going to, kill me or make me lose my job. So thank you so much because I love being my own boss. It's something that I always wanted to do before I hit this season of my life, and I'm really just happy that I was able to do that. So really good things. So many more things I want to do this year, but we'll get to that later. So let's hop right into it. This is going back to our normal thing. We didn't have a schedule to be on for polls and stuff. Sorry, I'm still coming alive. I had to have quite a bit of caffeine today to get myself back on schedule, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so we already have our polls up for this month and they're on schedule. I think I have them set to end in 2 days on either. It's going to be on the 4th or the 5th. I'll double check. But go ahead and cast your vote there. Starting next month, I want to start doing a series thing. So I'm going to put out an extra poll for that. And it's just going to gauge which idea that I used first. So that's going to be fun. And it's going to have different tags than sometimes I normally do. You'll see. Also, what was the other thing that I was going to say? Oh, and I totally just lost my train of thought. But that's the fun of these, right? It's just real time me trying to figure out what's going on with my life. What was I going to say? Well, oh, right. Okay. So I hit 10K last month on Reddit, and I've put out a poll to decide what we're going to do. If it becomes the build an audio thing, it'll be kind of like it was for my Patreon birthday audio. The other thing I was going to mention is there will be one more poll that goes out on Monday, which will be the 3rd. So the end of last month, I had the Krampus audio halfway edited. And when I was about to leave my mom's house, I realized there was some hella like weird shit going on with how the recording was. And it could have been the way I was recording it before I left for vacation because they had repainted a part of like my room that I have like where I record, and the paint fumes were a bit much, so I kind of had to keep, normally I'm enclosed and I kind of had to keep a part of a window and door open, so the sound quality wasn't where I wanted it. So what I'm going to do is in February, I'm just going to re-record it because I had an outline, but I'm going to switch the monster to be a bit more in keeping with theme for the month. So I was thinking of making Krampus like an angry cherub, kind of like yandere type of deal. Yandere? Why did I say it like that? I don't know. We'll see. But I just wanted to let you know I am going to compensate for that because I did have it scheduled and I really liked it. I'm still going to do the Krampus thing at some point, but I feel like it's just best to maybe save that for next year and make it perfect. You all know how I am about being a perfectionist. So, yeah. Anyway, the polls are up for this month. Something else that I was going to mention is in February, I am going to bring back the kind of like girlfriend experience thing because that went over really well, especially around Valentine's Day last year. So we're going to do that again. I'm going to come up with a couple of ideas and I'll let you vote. What else did I want to go over? I guess we can't really talk about much until the polls are over. I did have somebody tell me they really liked some of the tags, and I kind of took some that I hadn't used before or variations of, and I'm going to start doing that more. The other thing that I would like to start doing is covering a couple of other bases. I know I do switchy stuff sometimes, and but I do more subby stuff. I'm going to try and make it a priority to do one like FDOM thing a month, whether it's something that goes somewhere else or stays here. I think that that's something people would be interested in, and I'm kind of interested in tapping into that myself. If you hate that idea, let me know, but I kind of want to be a slutty little tree this year and branch out because I did that last year. I hadn't really done a lot of Switch stuff last year, and I branched out and it's been really good for me. So, you know, new stuff is never a problem. So, okay, I think that's it for that. Oh, I have a really fun spooky safer work this month that randomly while I was on vacation popped into my brain, and I scurried over to the Creepypasta wiki to make sure that it was, you know, okay to read. It's not under like a copyright, which I love that, by the way. I love that they have that like readily at the bottom, like, yes, you can use this or no, you can't. So nice. So it popped into my head, and upon realizing that it is in fact up to be read, guys, it's gonna be fun. I love it. It's gonna be so much fun. Okay. Anything else? Oh, things are going to, I do this every year. I did it last year too. Probably at the end of the month, beginning of February, if you see things change a little bit, it's just because I revamp things every year, color-wise, profile picture. I'm going to finally add some branding and some organization to other parts that I hadn't really got to touch yet. So, yeah, it's going to look good, I hope. Anything else? I'm still working on my website. I won't post it until I'm 100% happy with it, but I'm hoping to have it up by March is my goal to myself. It took me a long time to come up, and I know you can change it, but how I wanted it to look. I also ordered a piece of artwork for it, so it's just about getting everything together. Also, if you didn't know, I am posting weekly on Literotica. Most of the time, it's stuff that's already gone to Reddit, but if you'd like to follow me there, I would appreciate the support. I also appreciate any ratings you want to give my audios over there. I really like Literotica. I like Reddit too, but I really like Literotica. People give really great feedback. Like, Last year when I first started posting there, I got some really kind of weird feedback. Not weird, but like, you know, kind of like, you shouldn't have sent that to me. I don't know you. But I've gotten some really good feedback and I really like posting there. So it's just, you know, it's just another avenue for people to listen because not everybody knows about Reddit. Surprise, shock. So that's pretty much it for now. There will be another little update when I post the posting schedule once the polls are done. But yeah, I am going to go ahead and end this because I have so much to catch up on. But please know there are so many fun things coming this year. I am really looking forward to hitting, hopefully soon, another milestone here on Patreon because I really am so excited to be able to do different kinds of audios with like a 3DO and give you guys kind of ASMR stuff. I think I mentioned it last month. I'm obsessed with ASMR. I have ASMR toys from when I first got into ASMR, like listening. God, that was like 2016. It gives me mad tingles. I love ear nom noms and I want to give that to you. So thank you so much for being here and continuing your support. I really appreciate it. And I will see you soon.